Good morning and welcome to the Builders Briefing for May 21st, 2026. I'm Alex, joined as always by Sam. And today, wow, Google dropped a model blitz at I.O. There's a viral Claude.md file breaking the internet. And Railway had a nightmare outage that should scare every platform builder.
Yeah, it's one of those days where every section of the briefing has something you actually need to act on. Let's get into it.
So the big story, Google shipped two major things at once. Gemini 3.5 Flash, their new cost-optimized model for high-throughput production, and a completely reworked search experience that puts AI answers front and center. 700-plus Hacker News points on the model alone.
Right. And what's wild is that Flash models are the ones people actually use millions of times a day. Nobody's routing their classification and extraction workloads through the big, expensive frontier models. So if 3.5 Flash meaningfully improves that quality per dollar ratio, it immediately changes which provider you're calling.
Exactly. And on the search side, nearly 1,900 engagement on that story, Google is telling us AI-mediated answers are now the default. If you're building anything that depends on organic search traffic, content sites, docs, SaaS landing pages, your content is now being consumed by Google's AI, not humans scanning blue links.
That's a tectonic shift for anyone doing SEO. You're basically optimizing for AI extraction now, not ranking. The era of 10 blue links is officially done at Google.
And this wasn't the only model drop this week. Alibaba's Qwen team released Qwen 3.7 Max, explicitly targeting agentic use cases, tool use, multi-step planning, code execution. So the model wars are now specifically about which model is best at being an agent.
That's interesting, because it confirms where the battleground has shifted. It's not just benchmarks on reasoning anymore. It's can your model reliably call tools and execute plans without falling apart on step 7 of 12.
Speaking of agents and reliability, there's a ShowHN project called Forge that pushed an 8 billion parameter model from 53% to 99% on agentic tasks just by adding structured guardrails. Not a bigger model, guardrails.
That's the pattern everyone building agents on small or local models needs to study. Wrapping a cheap model in constraint layers might be way more cost-effective than scaling up to a bigger model. Love that approach.
One more on the AI side. OpenAI adopted Google SynthID for image watermarking. Two competitors converging on the same standard. Invisible watermarks are becoming table stakes for image generation.
And of course, there's already a counter tool on Hacker News with 241 points for removing AI watermarks. So the arms race is very much on.
All right, let's talk DevTools, because this one blew up. A Claude.md file derived from Andre Carpathy's observations on LLM coding pitfalls. It hit 13,000 engagement. That's the highest of anything today.
13,000. That tells you something. Curating your agent system prompt is becoming as important as curating your actual code base. If you're using Claude Code, drop this file into your project root. Links in the briefing.
There's also a project called OhMyPy that uses hash-anchored edits instead of line-number-based diffs. So instead of your edit breaking because a line shifted, it anchors to content hashes. Really clever pattern for anyone building coding agents.
Oh, that's smart. Line-number diffs are so fragile. One change upstream and everything's off by one. Hash anchoring is definitely a pattern worth stealing.
Quick heads up. Gemini CLI is getting sunset. You have until June 18th to migrate to the new anti-gravity CLI. If that's in any of your CI/CD pipelines, check the migration guide now before it breaks things silently.
28 days. Set a calendar reminder, people.
Okay, now the story that should make every platform builder lose sleep. Railway got their Google Cloud account suspended. Full outage for all Railway customers. Their postmortem is live now.
This is the nightmare scenario. An automated enforcement action from your cloud provider, you can't appeal fast enough, and your entire platform just goes dark. Every customer, offline.
If you're building on any single cloud, GCP, AWS, Azure, this is your wake-up call. You need a multi-cloud failover plan, not just multi-region. Railway learned that the hard way.
And on the security front, GitHub confirmed they're investigating unauthorized access to internal repositories. Two separate Hacker News threads tracking it. If you depend on GitHub Actions, packages, or any GitHub-hosted secrets, rotate your tokens now.
Yeah, that one's still developing. Watch for scope clarification in the next 24 hours. Quick hits. Mozilla officially killed asm.js in SpiderMonkey. WebAssembly won completely. Minnesota became the first U.S. state to ban prediction markets. And there's an open-source self-hosted WhatsApp API gateway called OpenWA with 3,600 engagement if you want to skip Meta's pricing.
The asm.js one is a long time coming. If you've got any legacy asm.js code paths, this is your final nudge. Firefox won't optimize for it anymore.
So here's the takeaway for today. Three forces collided. New frontier models optimized for agents. An explosion of tooling to make coding agents reliable, and a stark infrastructure warning from Railway. The model layer just got cheaper and more capable. But the real edge is in context engineering. Curate in your agent's prompts, memory, and constraints.
That's exactly right. The models are converging. The differentiation now is how well you set up the guardrails, the system prompts, the persistent memory around them. That's where builders win.
And if your stack runs on a single cloud provider, go read Railway's postmortem today. Fix it before it happens to you. That's your builder's briefing for May 21st. All the links are in the briefing notes.
Go benchmark that Flash model and rotate those GitHub tokens. See you tomorrow.